and welcome to this week's Up and Running. Coming up on this morning's show, we're going to talk to Julia Wasson about the rebranding of Plan 4 to Wasson Interiors, a very well-known family business based in Sligo Town. But first this morning, there has been really good news for Sligo this week, with the global spirits company Zazarac announcing the purchase of Sligo's Lochgill Distillery, which is based out at Hazelwood House. Now, many of you will remember that we had David Raythorne on the show, who gave us a full tour of the distillery about a year ago. The plan is to develop Hazelwood House to create a world-class distillery facility and a visitor attraction site, making it one of the most important tourism attractions in the west of Ireland. It will attract up to 150,000 visitors annually. So that is indeed very good news. And this morning I am delighted to be joined by Helen Mulholland, who is a master blender with Zazarac. Helen is the first woman ever to be inducted in the International Whiskies Magazine's Hall of Fame and has received a Chairman's Award for her outstanding contribution to the development of Irish whiskey. Good morning, Helen, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to this morning's show.
Well, thank you, Claire. I'm delighted to be able to talk to you this morning.
Well, Helen, I can't tell you how delighted I am to be covering such a positive news story. Such a wonderful week for everybody out at the Lochgill Distillery and yourself, of course. Tell me a little bit about Zazarac.
And Zazarac are indeed, they're one of the largest distilled spirits companies in the world. And they have a history of nearly like 400 years. So an incredible company. And we have over 450 brands in the family. And probably the most well-known to us being Buffalo Trace Bourbon, Southern Comfort, which was a great favourite in my student days. and of course, the incredible Irish whiskies of Michael Collins. And of course, the one and only Paddy.
The one and only Paddy. There's plenty of bottles in different cupboards around the country of Paddy. Helen, the plans for the future for Lochgill Distillery out in Hazelwood House. Is there a plan to develop a visitor centre out there and continue the very good work that David Raythorne, who we've had on the show a number of times, has been doing?
We are. The company, Zazarac themselves, they're renowned for the restoration of the historic sites that they own. Again, one of the best examples that I can think of is the restored Zazarac House in New Orleans. And they are all about the preservation of history and actually how hugely important it is that it becomes accessible to the public through their visitor centres. And Lochgill, we will continue that incredible vision that David Raythorne had. What a man to have come up with this whole vision and story. And we want to develop it's a 100+ acre site at Hazelwood. Mm. And with that, create a world-class whiskey facility. And that visitor attraction that will come with that. And we're always hopeful that, you know, we will welcome upwards of 150,000 visitors to the site when we eventually get everything finished. As you know yourself, these things take a long time, and we're only at the planning stage at the moment. But the vision, the intention is all about restoration and making it a world-class facility.
One of the really interesting things about this is that Zazarac have actually done this before, haven't they?
They have. This is what they do. They find these incredible sites and they are prepared to invest huge amounts of money into creating something very, very special. It's all about quality, it's all about heritage, and it's all about giving back something to the local community and the area, so that, that we become completely entwined in this will sound very romantic, but we become part of the whole infrastructure, the whole family life. I mean, the drinks industry is all about creating memories. And that's what I love about creating whiskies, is that we drink them in good times, in bad times, and they are just part of our culture and our life.
Whiskey that's been made out in Hazelwood is Aharu. Will you be continuing to make that there as well?
We will indeed. And again, a particular favourite of mine. I love single malts. I love aged single malts. Cask profiling. So yes, that will completely continue. And again, we hope to expand the distillery. We hope to have significant expansion. And that will be the distillery capacity will be increased. And that will then lead to greater production. And that in turn then requires greater warehousing, because we will warehouse our whiskies for a huge number of years. And that then we'll have to bottle it. We're a grain to glass distillery. So that means that we bring in the barley and the grains, we malt, or we mash, and we distill, and we mature, and we actually bottle on site. So when we're bottling, that kind of production will also require new bottling lines. So it's hugely interesting, hugely exciting, and amazing to see.
Hazelwood House is part of the fabric of the history of Sligo. But I was out there probably about a year or two ago with David Raythorne. He gave a full tour of the whole distillery, and we played it out on the show on the Saturday afterwards. But one of the things that really struck me was that when we were standing in the hall, on either side of the front door, there are two long glass windows, and we just looked out at this field that he was just about to start planting barley, and the barley that he was planting he was going to start using in the whiskey. Will you be continuing on with that?
And we have barley growing at the minute, and we will actually start to use it on the distillery in the coming months. So it is all about the romance and the love of the place. In fact, I can still remember the first day I seen it. And I was completely taken in by the site. I think when you see the house, you see the gardens and the forest, you become seduced by the whole area. There's something incredibly magical about it.
Yeah, there is.
And as I talked to some of the Sazerac team, and I was explaining, you know, funny, the timings in my life have all worked out amazingly well. And they said it's serendipity. And, you know, serendipity is just the word for the romance of Hazelwood.
What I just wanted to tell the listeners, that when you go out to Hazelwood House now, what was the factory at the back of the house, when I went out to see it that particular day, David pulled up a steel shutter door, and there were wooden casks from the floor to the ceiling, and the smell of the whiskey being made. It was just a special and magical place. So, Helen, is there a plan now to open a visitor centre and attract tourism, and that we can all go out and taste the whiskey and have an experience?
That is the plans, and again we're just working on the plans at the moment, and again these things will take a huge amount of time, but there are the house will be completely restored to its former glory, and we will have a visitor centre. And again, it's all about timings and being able to take the time to settle on these plans, and to ensure that there are significant long-term sort of economic and tourism benefits for Sligo itself. So we have to make it right from the very beginning. So again, we would love to just start straight away, but it will take a certain amount of time. But if people will just bear with us, they will see the wonderful outcomes in the near future.
Helen, I have to ask you, where did your interest in whisky come from? When did you start getting interested in the world of whisky?
Oh gosh, Claire, nearly 30 years ago. I'm a food technologist by education, allegedly, and as part of my food technology course, you had two industrial placements, and I was lucky enough to be placed in the Bushmills Distillery, another beautiful, beautiful distillery. And that's where my love of whisky came from, because prior to that, as a food technologist in Ireland in the early 90s, your kind of choice was either dairy or meat.
Yes.
And that was it. And that's where I had expected to go. But I was incredibly lucky to get the placement at Bushmills. And from there, there wasn't going to be anything else. It had to be the drinks industry. It's an incredible industry to be in, because again, you become part of people's lives. And I spent nearly 30 years at Bushmills. I became the master blender there, and had a fabulous time, and could probably have spent another 20 years there quite happily. But again, I had spent 30 years creating a range of whiskies and cask finishes. And I had a very successful launch of a new series of high-aged malts and also new blends. And it just seemed like the perfect time to move on. And I thought I was actually going to have a much quieter life than I now am going to have. But as you know, once you see Hazelwood House, it's very difficult to resist.
Very difficult to resist. Like, this is going to be a big challenge, but I'm sure personally you're very excited about it.
Oh, do you know, I cannot wait. I'm hugely excited by it. And again, to be able to see something created from the very beginning, to see the house come back to life, to see the site come back to life. And we're incredibly lucky, I am incredibly lucky in that the distillery is fabulous already. Mm. It has been created with the greatest knowledge, the greatest equipment put into it. And I'm so lucky that I now be able to build on that. And with Ollie, our distiller, yes, we'll be able to create incredible whiskies that everybody will hopefully enjoy.
Well, Helen, a huge big welcome to Sligo for you and all the team at Sazerac. We're very much looking forward to having you here and to going out and supporting you with the business out at Loch Gill Distillery. And that this morning was the master blender with Sazerac, who are the company who have taken over the Loch Gill Distillery. Helen Mulholland, thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's Up and Running.
Thanks, Claire.
Up and Running with Claire Ronan on Ocean FM.
And this morning, I'm delighted to be joined by Julia Wasson. Now, some of you will know Julia, of course, from Plan 4, but Plan 4 have had a big revamp and they're now Wasson Interiors. Good morning, Julia, and thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's show.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm great. Now, first of all, how long has Plan 4, as we used to know it, been open?
33 years. So, and you know what? The brand was fantastic for that, all that 33 years. But you know what? We felt it was time to update, to refresh. And what a better time now to actually call it Watson Interiors, with myself being there for the last 5 years, my uncle Trevor being there the last 30 odd years. So yes, so it's time for a change.
This is a typical family business because Julia is James's daughter, and of course lots of you will know James, not just for Watson Interiors but also for the darts, isn't it?
Absolutely, darts and cards.
He's great at both. Okay, so Julia, you have revamped completely. So tell us what actually you've done.
Okay, so even, I suppose, people coming into the shop will actually see that a lot has changed inside the shop. We have, when you come in the door now, you'll actually see the blinds, the blind section, along with all our bespoke area. Then you go down through the archway and in there is all the ready-mades. We have hundreds of ready-mades. And I think it's very important to come into us. Like, we know we have thousands, we have about 5,000 samples of material. Come in, you know, tell us what you like. We'll pull out the books. You know, you get to feel the fabrics. You know, you get to pick whatever you want, what type of heading you want, the spoke area, or come in and just have a look at the eyelets and all the ready-made curtains.
Okay, so absolutely you have to go in and have a look at all of that stuff. But if you're at home on a Saturday night and you're dreaming about what you would like to do with your house, you've also started a website.
We have indeed. It's www.wasaninteriors.ie. Please check it out. Go on, have a look. You can actually read about all about us. And also you can actually go in and see all what we actually have to offer, whether it be our fabrics, whether it be blinds. If you actually hit on, it'll actually show you all the different blinds, whether it be a roller blind, a blackout blind, wooden Venetian blind. Not everyone knows that. So go in, click in behind it. You'll actually see who our suppliers are, which is Luxaflex, one of our main suppliers. And you can actually see a little colour card of some of the stuff that we do actually have to offer. You can also book a consultation as well there online. You don't even have to ring us up, and it'll come through to us and we'll give you a phone call back on the Monday morning.
Well, that is a great service. And of course, things have changed in your business, in all businesses now. People do want to do their research at home. Have you launched yourselves into Instagram, Facebook, all of that as well?
Yes, absolutely. We're on Instagram as Watson Interiors and also on Facebook as Watson Interiors. And you know what? I think, you know, interiors has really been brought to the forefront with, you know, bloggers, with Room to Improve. And people are very proud of their homes now. You know, they want their friends to come in and really, like, look and go, look what I done. You know, so, like, come in. We'll help you get started. And we also have James, who goes out on the road. I say he offers this fantastic consultation. We'll have a look at your windows, give you ideas. And he also has books in the car, or even ring us, let us know what you want. We'll send out a selection, or then come back in and we'll go through everything again with you.
Because it can be daunting. I mean, you're either into interior design or you're not. And the idea of doing up your living room or whatever, you know, I always used to look at magazines. Now I'd be more inclined to go on Instagram. But it is a big expense, and it is nerve-wracking. So you do, James does go out and give advice in your own home.
Absolutely, especially with, as we know, we actually call the Dermot Banning windows. You know, you have these big windows, you have big sliders. So he would actually call, well, okay, so a bracket mightn't go there, that will work here. You know, you don't want to see the, how the blind's going to cut off here. And especially with the size of these windows, only certain cloths will actually work, which may be a blind cloth. Or now, so that's where our expertise comes in as well. So we'll suggest if you want to have one roller blind, you can only go with a certain type of cloth, as opposed to two or three then. But we'll give you all those ideas, you know, so whatever that you want.
It's like everything, actually. You know, you need advice and you're the experts in the area. Have things changed a lot fashion-wise? Like, there's different styles that come in and out of fashion with interiors?
Absolutely. I think roughly about September last year, colour, all the new books were coming in, like, were really bold colour. And I was looking, I remember speaking to one of the reps, and I said, wow, like, such a change, you know, from our neutrals. And he goes, yes, colour is coming back in with a bang. He goes, but it'll take like another year for us Irish to actually pick up on it. So, and even everything that has come back in again is even brighter, bolder. So if you actually look at her window, you'll actually see it's like a vibrant green with, you know, pink flowers, black background. You know, it's about bringing the outside in. So very much so. And I think, you know what, COVID did a lot for that. You know, like we've been stuck in our house, so let's bring it all back in. You know, all this bright, fresh colours. Yes, very much so in.
Actually, you mentioned the window there. I always pull up outside Watson Interiors now. That was plan four. And I love looking in the window. Do you change it often?
We try to change with the seasons. Now, obviously with COVID, we couldn't actually have done that last year. But we have a fantastic lady, Karen Dunn, who actually comes and does her windows. So she does. So we have now updated now for the, just say, spring, summer. So we will change it again, probably in October for the autumnal. And then also a big Christmas window. Yeah, is a must every year in December.
As I said, Julia, it is a bit daunting when you are going to start ordering curtains, and it isn't something you should really measure yourself.
No, so what we do is we send James out first, okay, and then we have Trevor, who has been, everyone knows Trevor, he's been with James for the last 33 years, they're brothers, he's my uncle, and we also have a fantastic new member to our team as well, which is Ross Carty, who will also be out with Trevor. So Trevor, come here, nothing faces Trevor, everything can be done, there's never a no, there is always, you know, there's always a solution with Trevor, so absolutely.
And it is very important to get your windows professionally measured so there's no mistakes.
Absolutely. Let the mistake be on us.
Absolutely. Okay, well, a lovely family business there. And that is Julia Wasson from Plan 4 as it was, and now Wasson Interiors in Union Street in Sligo. Check out that website, www.wassoninteriors.ie. Thank you very much indeed, Julia, for joining us on this morning's Up and Running.
Thank you so much, Claire.
That's it for this week's Up and Running. Thanks to all my guests this morning, and most importantly, thanks to you for listening. Niall Delaney is up next with the best of this week's Northwest Today. If you would like to listen back to any of this show, you can go to oceanfm.ie, click podcast, or you can also find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Ocean FM Ireland. Until next week, thanks for listening.